92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. No ice is safe ice. We hear it all the time from the DNR. Now the Winnebago County Sheriff's Office is echoing the refrain. A 23-year-old man was trying to walk across the Fox River in Oshkosh this week when he broke through the ice. He was able to get out of the water and get to shore, where he called 911. A passerby who saw him struggling also called 911. The man got assistance from law enforcement and first responders and thankfully was not injured. Again, no ice is 100% safe, especially if there's a current like in the Fox River. The DOT's February law of the month is to see and be seen. Melissa Kay reports.
State Patrol Superintendent Tim Carnahan encourages drivers to check that their headlights are on and working properly when it's dark or when visibility is limited. Headlights help keep everyone safe and be more visible to other drivers. Remember that automatic light settings aren't always reliable, especially at dusk and when it's foggy, snowing, or raining. Carnahan recommends checking your headlights for ice, snow, and other debris that can restrict visibility.
It's also important to remember that headlights should be white or amber without decorative covers. A couple universities in the Wisconsin system have some big plans now that the State Building Commission has approved $206 million to be used statewide. At UW-Milwaukee, some of that money will go toward fixing water leak seals at Chapman Hall. Meanwhile, $137.5 million is earmarked for the renovation of Polk Library at UW-Oshkosh. The commission also approved funding for some improvements at Winnebago Mental Health Institute, which serves patients and inmates statewide. A city in northeast Wisconsin will impound your car if police suspect reckless driving. Civic Media's Connie Fellman reports from Green Bay.
The new rule allows officers to impound vehicles while issuing tickets or making arrests related to reckless driving. Under a new Wisconsin law, the police department would have to determine if the impounded vehicle is stolen and return it to its owner if possible. If not stolen, the owner would have to pay to get the impounded vehicle back. After passing the council last night, the new ordinance goes into effect immediately.
The new ordinance passed the Green Bay Common Council this month and goes into effect immediately. A story that got statewide, even nationwide attention last year has an update. Ryan Borgwart, the 46-year-old Appleton man who faked his own death while kayaking on Green Lake and then fled to Eastern Europe for a woman, failed to show for a motion hearing in Green Lake County Court this week. According to state court records, neither Borgwart nor his attorney appeared at the hearing. He was trying to get certain digital materials related to his case deleted. However, with no one there to argue the case, the judge dismissed the motion. Borgwart was sentenced to 89 days in jail last August after pleading no contest to obstructing an officer. He also paid $30,000 in restitution, split between the Green Lake County Sheriff's Office and the Wisconsin DNR, for the 58 days that they searched the lake for him. Six people died in snowmobile crashes in Wisconsin so far this year, and the DNR says alcohol is often a factor and is urging riders to wait until they're done for the day before they start drinking. During the upcoming Sled Safe weekend, wardens will patrol trails, share safety tips, and watch for impaired riders. Officials say slowing down and staying on marked trails can save lives.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging the public to report black bear den locations to help with an ongoing study on black bear reproduction. Maddie Schaefer has more.
The research team is accepting any den reports, but is specifically looking for dens in bear management zones C, E, and F, which covers central and southern Wisconsin. Bear cubs are typically born in late January and early February, and this time of year is often when people discover dens, because they can hear cubs squeaking, grunting, or humming while nursing inside. The Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey will generate new estimates of black bear reproductive rates within each of the state's bear management zones, and the estimates will improve the accuracy of the population models in each zone. The project was started in 2021 and is now going into its fifth year. The purpose of the project is to place GPS collars on sows, or female bears, and track them over the years. The data will let researchers understand litter frequency and cub survival rates. DNR research scientist Aaron Morrison says public assistance is essential to increasing their sample size. Morrison adds that if someone reports a den that includes a sow, they are invited to come out to the survey.
We're very appreciative of the public and their involvement in this project. It wouldn't be a success without them. And so we like to be able to invite them out on those surveys as a way to kind of show them a part of the research that they're involved in.
Morrison says that individuals reporting dens should keep track of the GPS coordinate, take photos of the den, and give a description of the site and surrounding area, and make note of any bear activity. To report the activity, visit the DNR's Black Bear Den submission form.
I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin employers could soon see some relief from worker shortages. Yesterday in Milwaukee, Governor Tony Evers signed a bipartisan bill letting DACA recipients apply for job licenses. The new law opens doors for dreamers to work in high-need fields like nursing, teaching, and skilled trades if they meet all state requirements.
Wisconsin's workforce shortages persist, and we can't afford to leave out anyone who's willing to participate in our success.
Evers says it's the right move for the economy. Some critics disagree, saying the state should focus on training more citizens instead. The number of those filing for unemployment for the first time are increasing across Wisconsin. That's according to the latest data from the U.S. Department of Labor. It shows that for the week ending March 28th, there were more than 4,400 first-time filings in the state. That's more than 800 more filings compared to the week before. Nationally, the number of filings decreased compared to the week prior. And the Milwaukee Brewers are pairing their new City Connect uniforms with a fresh taste of Wisconsin tradition. Starting tonight, fans at American Family Field can enjoy City Connect Supper Club Fridays. A special menu features classic Supper Club dishes and old fashions. The Supper Club pop-up debuts the same day the team shows off its new City Connect jerseys against the Nationals. Those feature a logo that says Wisco. It'll return for every Friday home game this season. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
It's the Bucks and the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks host the Brooklyn Nets tonight in the final home game of the season. Bucks GM John Horst says his relationship with Giannis Antetokounmpo is not strained, but acknowledges there could be changes in the offseason. Giannis ruled out for tonight's game. Baseball. The Brewers opening a three-game series at AmFam Field against the Nationals. The Crew coming off their first series loss of the season after being shut out by the Red Sox 5-0 on Wednesday. Pitcher Shane Drouin charged with the loss in his major league debut, Pat Murphy.
This is a learning experience. I've been out there. I got through it. Okay, that's my debut. It wasn't five innings of shutout, but it very easily could have been.
Men's college hockey. The Wisconsin Badgers on to the national championship game. They beat North Dakota last night 2-1. The Badgers play Denver tomorrow at 4:30 for the title. Golf. The 90th Masters is underway. Round two today. The forecast through the weekend in Augusta looks great with sunshine and temperatures in the 80s. With sports on my Clemens.
It is going to be partly cloudy with a high right around 51 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the upper 20s to near 30. Tomorrow, sunny early, chance of scattered showers, maybe a thunder shower in the afternoon with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.